down the road on a bridge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised. This is NRA country.
Welcome back. A little NRA country. Your host, Ray Eyes. Great lineup of guests. And, you know, we're talking turkeys. It's turkey time. We've been talking all kinds of turkeys. And we're going to continue that conversation with Winchester Ammunition. My old buddies over there, old Brad Crown. Hey, Brad, welcome to the show.
Morning, Ray. How you doing, friend?
Good, buddy. Good, good. We got this long beard XR deal out there that a lot of turkey hunters seem to like. And I just wanted to tell you, after I posted I was having you on the show, I got tons of messages wanting to know about that new 20-gauge load. And they kept saying, we got to have some. So let's just start with the 20-gauge load. Tell us about that new load.
All right, yeah, we came out with it this year. It's been a long time coming. We've had a lot of requests, but it's the exact same technology as the 12-gauge with the shot lock and all that. We're getting some phenomenal patterns out of it. It'll be offered in a 20-gauge 3-inch in shot size number 5 and 6.
Wow.
And, you know, basically the claim to fame is a lot tighter patterns, a lot farther down range. And what we're seeing right now is we're getting 3 times the number of pellets in a 10-inch circle out to 60 yards that you would get over a standard lead turkey load.
And a lot of hunters don't realize that 20-gauge, it still has a lot of energy.
Oh, it absolutely does. Yeah, this is an ounce and a quarter load. I mean, I'm also introducing a 12-gauge 2 3/4-inch ounce and a quarter, and they're basically, it's the exact same load spec, just one's in a 12-gauge and,
ooh, I like
and
that.
The other's in a 20-gauge.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. A gentleman in a company that I work with that shoots guns for a living and patterns almost every week and does a lot of research, and he told me yesterday that the Longbeard XR patterns better than any turkey load they have ever tested or shot, and that's a pretty good thing. That's from Indian Creek Shooting System.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, we're getting better, like I said earlier, we're getting better patterns out of it than we're getting out of the 12-gauge load, so we are very pleased with it, and I think our fellow turkey hunters will be also.
When did you guys first come out with the Longbeard? I remember when Jason promoted it and had the caps and stuff, but I can't remember when that was. The Longbeard's been out a few years.
Yeah, it launched, I believe, in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, 2014. This would be the fourth year of it.
It made a big difference in the turkey hunting world out there, the folks shooting that load.
Oh, my gosh, it absolutely has. I don't know if you all are familiar with the NWTF steel target competition.
Right.
But we actually held the world record there with our extended range of tungsten product since 2005.
Yeah.
And Longbeard, which is about a third of the price of those expensive tungsten loads, it broke that record the first year, and we've had 4 new world records since then. We just got a new one here a couple months back with 67 pellets in a 3-inch circle at 40 yards.
Wow.
The guy put in there.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's crazy.
The thing about this show here in St. Louis, we've got Cabela's, we've got Bass Pro, we've got Denny Dennis, we've got Dunn's, we've got all these sporting goods stores, we've got the Buckeye stores. Man, they got a good sporting goods area. I need to get those guys on. Boy, it's like it used to be. You guys' ammunition's right out on the floor where it ought to be.
Yep, absolutely. They put it right out there on pallets and on end caps. They really do a good job for us, and we're very appreciative of it.
Yeah, and for guys that want more information on your ammunition or any ammunition, why don't you give us that website now while we're talking to you?
Absolutely. It's www.winchester.com. And also they tell me to make sure you like us on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Cool, cool. And you going to get some turkey hunting in and field test those 20-gauge loads?
You absolutely know it.
That was a dumb question, wasn't it, Brad? I've got a Mossberg 20-gauge. And it's a youth model, but it's got extended stock on it. And I put an Indian Creek choke tube in it. And that's what I'm going to be carrying when I'm running camera. And I'm going to have a youth hunt. The kids are going to hunt with that gun. And then I've got one of the gals is going to hunt with that gun during our media hunt that you guys are part of. We got 2 media hunts, one in Oklahoma, one in the Ozarks. And I am really anxious and excited, and I'm not just saying that, to shoot those new 20-gauge loads to this 20-gauge Mossberg. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. I am fortunate enough I got my hands on one of the new Winchester 20-gauge Super X3s
Ooh.
And 20-gauge in the Longbeard camo and makeup. So it's
oh,
got the cantilever
cool.
barrel on it, the turkey choke tube, the pistol grip, all that great stuff.
Oh, you just got to outdo me on my own show, don't you, Brad? You just got to throw it out there, don't you, buddy? Oh,
I can't outdo you in the field, so I got to do it here.
Hey, I still love you.
I wish I knew how
there it is. No, only on Eye on the Outdoors, buddy, I swear.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, how's our buddy Jason doing? Is he hanging in there all right? I don't hear much from him anymore.
I'll tell you what, he's doing fantastic. He is now the director of marketing for Winchester. So he got a big promotion, and they are they're keeping his head down. He's a pretty busy young man.
Yeah, so you're our guy now, right, for ammunition?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
that's
sir.
Perfect.
All
of it. I know you, and you're not only pretty, you're a nice guy.
That's it. Well, you got half of it right.
Is there what kind of feedback are you getting from the public when they're shooting your Longbeard loads? You got to be getting a lot of feedback from the turkey hunting public out there.
It's just amazing, and you can imagine the pictures and the stories and the success stories. You know, it's a great load, and it's great for long range shooting, but. Where I really feel good about it is, and this is one of the reasons we developed it, turkey hunters always want something that patterns tighter and will shoot farther. But we've all been in that situation. You want to be ethical, and it's up to every guy and gal to figure out what their range is. But I think we've all been in that spot where that bird hangs up, and we thought it was a 45-yard shot, and it turned out to be a 55-yard shot. You know, it's downhill or across a draw or something, and you misjudged it.
Right.
And this is where, in my opinion, Longbeard shines. Because a good turkey hunter is going to be able to call that bird in anyway. But, you know, you get those birds that hang up, and we're all human. We all misjudge every now and then. And it's going to give you that extra oomph to still bring that bird down ethically.
Right. And I'm glad you said that. It's so true. Everybody needs to know their limitations, their ranges, and hunt ethically. And learn to judge distance when you're out there. When you're standing up, it looks so far, but when you sit down, it looks different. So learn to sit down against a tree and practice judging distance when you get that turkey in so you can shoot it. And what a difference. When I started turkey hunting, there was no turkey chokes. It was just a regular old shotgun. And you just had duck loads pretty much what everybody shot back then because it was just lead. And now with these new turkey loads and these guns and these chokes, my goodness, it's amazing. It is really amazing how these guns shoot today.
Well, it really is. And, I mean, it's changed the way we turkey hunt.
Yeah.
And you know, I just love it. And I got the opportunity to hook up with you a little bit down there in Nashville at the National Wild Turkey Federation's annual show. But I get to talk to a lot of turkey hunters there. And, you know, the conversation comes up on the ethics and the distance and all that. And I equate it to, you know, I've got a Model 70 rifle in my safe. And that thing will shoot lights out at 700 or 800 yards.
Yeah,
but I'm not good enough to shoot that far. You know, I'm older. I can't hold steady. You know, you get out to 400 or 500 yards. That's about my limitation. And people need to understand that's where we're at with this turkey load. You
know,
if you're really going to shoot that far, you've got to get optics on your gun. You've got to practice. You've got to have a good steady hold. You've got to prepare for shots like that.
That's true. And what I want to tell all you turkey hunters out there, these Longbeard loads and these new chokes and these guns, what this does is make people more successful, more ethical, cleaner kills, and able to take turkeys cleaner and easier than it was back in the old days when we was hunting with the old guns. So actually, it helps today's turkey hunters be successful. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right.
You got a little extra advantage in the field.
Yeah, you got to have every advantage you can because those turkeys, they're bad. You got to take them out, baby. You got to take them out.
That's right.
All right. Give us that website again.
All right, sir. www.winchester.com.
Easy enough, and you can go to any of the sporting goods stores. All right, Brad. Thank you, my friend, for coming on the show with us. Really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us this morning.
No problem at all. You guys take care and good luck this spring.
Thank you, brother. And we get a little later into the season after some bird hunting and after the media hunt, we're going to get you back on, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds great, Ray.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend. We'll see you.
Take care.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brad Craner, Winchester Ammunition. What a cool guy. What a cool interview. We got to take a break. All right. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.